Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is your host, as always, John Kuzma. I appreciate your time today. We got a lot of NFL content we're going to talk about. I'm really excited because we have Michael Gelb calling in, a new contributor to endzoneblog.com. He also does a lot of stuff for draft tech. So he's got a lot of great NFL insight as far as the draft goes, and just a bright football mind that can add a lot to the show. So we're very excited to have Michael in the mix, and hopefully we hear from him shortly and we can discuss some of the news that's been going on around the league. Just to get warmed up, you know, until he calls in, we're going to just discuss some of the other stuff going on around the league. For example, you know, the Jets. The Jets are pretty much saying that Sam Darnold is going to be their savior. The guy who's calling the shots right now, the Jets CEO, I believe it's Christopher Johnson, is just going all in on Sam Darnold. He believes that he could be the future of the franchise and really give this team a chance to take that next step. It's exciting if you're a Jets fan, because we know how much they've struggled over recent years. They haven't really been good since, you know, Rex Ryan's been around and Mark Sanchez was taking them deep in the playoffs. Eventually that all started to erode, and then the Jets have been, I guess you can say, mediocre since then. But, you know, they believe Sam Darnold can be their guy. He fell to them at three. I think the Jets thought they were going to end up getting Baker Mayfield at three. Cleveland ultimately decides to go Mayfield at one because they just thought he was too good to pass up. That causes Giants to go Saquon Barkley at two. Sam Darnold falls to the Jets at three. And it's it was a great acquisition for their team. So you got to be excited if you're the hello.
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 What's going on? This is Michael Gelb. How you doing?
Gelb, I appreciate you calling in. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Doing good.
So, Michael Gell, Draft Tech, what else do you do? Big Blue United?
So, yeah, that was more last year. I started focusing more on the draft this year. I wrote for the Rams for DraftTech.com. I wrote for Big Blue United, and then now I'm in charge of social media for Draft Tech, and now I'm starting up with Endzone Blog.
Okay, all good things. Let's get to our script. You know, I'll let you lead us off. We got the Steelers first. Just talk to me about, like, Big Ben, what he's saying about Mason Rudolph and everything, and what you think about that.
All right, so here we go. I have the quote right here. So Steelers drafted Mason Rudolph, third round, let's see, pick number 12, 76 overall. A good way I like to put it is, if the Steelers thought that Mason Rudolph would be, like, definitely be the next guy, they would have taken him in the first round, or they would have taken him in the second round. But they took him in the third round, so they see it as a potential replacement. There's nothing sure about it. And then Big Ben made the comment, you know, he was surprised that they drafted a quarterback, because he felt in the third round they could have got a player to help them win now.
Which is understandable.
He kind of makes a point.
Yeah,
he kind of does make a point.
They're
really
hammering on
the
home brand.
Oh, yeah. But I think it's – I can't blame the Steelers for what they did, because it seems like every offseason the question mark is, all right, Big Ben, how many more years are you playing? And then he's kind of like, oh, I'll, you know, this one more, and then we'll see. You know, I remember he made the comment last year that he wants his kids to remember him, but he also wants to remember his kids. I don't know if you remember that comment. But
yeah, I've been hearing those comments
and things like that.
Absolutely. Like, the last two or three years, we've been hearing him, you know, contemplate retirement.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, he set himself up for this.
Yeah, he did.
And the Steelers were like, all right, well, we got to draft somebody if, you know, you're going to go. And then as soon as they draft him, he says, well, I'm going to play 3 to 5 more years. So
right.
And yeah. And honestly, that's not a bad thing for the Steelers because Big Ben, I mean, he's, was he 36, 37? He's still elite. I mean, he's still playing at an elite level if he's healthy. So you're telling me you can get Big Ben playing at that level for 3 to 5 more years, I would take it. And nothing wrong with Mason Rudolph, who he was a third rounder. He was not a first round pick. You know, he's not a top 10 pick, elite prospect or anything. It wouldn't hurt him to sit, you know, 3, maybe 4 years behind Big Ben. And then who knows what will happen by then. So,
right. I think it's a good insurance policy too. You know, if Big Ben gets banged up a little bit, you have a guy who's young who can come in, kind of a big guy similar to Roethlisberger, and can kind of, you know, keep the ship afloat if Roethlisberger does get, you know, injured.
Yeah. And another thing is, remember, they still have Landry Jones, who's a lot of people around the league say he's just a solid backup guy. He's a guy that he's one of those game manager guys where, you know, the Steelers got a decent defense. They can run the ball. They got weapons around him where he's not going to go in. He's not going to win you games, but he's not going to lose you games either. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with having too many good quarterbacks.
Oh, definitely not in the NFL. What about Le'Veon Bell? You know, the Steelers are tapped out of cap space. They really have no room to operate. Do you see Le'Veon Bell being in the fold for the future, or do you see them maybe trading him away to clear up space? Or obviously they would like to have him, but that Joe Hayden deal really tapped them out of funds. So what do you think about that?
So last year, I remember they offered him around like a $37.5 million deal, and he made the comment he wanted to be pay like a number one running back and a number two receiver, which he's not wrong. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what he was before Juju Smith-Schuster got to Pittsburgh. That's kind of what he was.
Mm-hmm.
Now you said Steelers don't have the cap space for him. They drafted a running back, Jalen Samuels, out of NC State. He's kind of odd. He's a running back / tight end kind of guy. He's one of those weapon guys you can move everywhere.
Okay.
And Le'Veon Bell turned down that huge offer because he wanted more. I would be surprised if the Steelers would pay him that any more than that. I was surprised they even offered that. I read the comments somewhere. I forgot who said it, but he said he would be surprised if Le'Veon Bell was a Steeler next year. So,
yeah, that's what I've been hearing too, that they just might part ways just for salary cap reasons. You know, it's part of the game.
Yeah.
You know, you have to keep that cap space or your cap number down if you want to be able to operate in the off season and maneuver a little bit, and they haven't been able to do so for the last couple of years. So what about James Washington? Talking about
James
Washington.
So second round receiver out of Oklahoma State. He's kind of going to take that Martavius Bryant role. Now, Bryant was a headache, but on the field he was a very productive receiver, especially the number three option. He was a really good deep threat. James Washington coming in as a rookie, I have a hard time thinking he's going to give up that kind of production, but he could develop into something like that. Another thing is he came from Oklahoma State, which is one of those air raid systems. It's not those pro-style systems, and I think a lot of the reasons receivers struggle today is because they come from these kind of systems, and they really don't even know the plays. It's more of a – they look to the sideline. If, you know, you see them hold up those big giant boards with a bunch of signs on it. They look at a sign, they say, okay, run that route, and they run that route. You know, when you get to the NFL, you have to memorize the plays. You got to read the coverage and understand, you know, if it's a zone, where you're going to sit in the zone, things like that. If a safety's playing deep and you got to, you know, undercut him or go past him or something like that, it's just a lot more complicated. But, you know, he's got all the, you know, the tangibles. He's, you know, real fast, great hands, things like that. To be a great receiver, I think it's just going to take him some time to get used to playing this pro-style offense. But, you know, he's got Antonio Brown to learn from. He's got Juju Smith to learn from. He's going to play with Big Ben. You know, Pittsburgh, a great team. You know, they always produce wide receivers. So he's going to be in a good situation. I just don't think this year he's going to become Martavius Bryant. So
I actually agree 100% with everything you said. I was pretty much thinking the same exact thing. Martavis Bryant, you know, a very good player, but, you know, he calls Juju Smith-Schuster out on, I think, Instagram during the season. You know, you can't be doing that. That just kills morale, you know.
And they were playing good, too. It's not like they were playing bad.
Yeah, I know, man. It just it didn't make sense. I mean, it was selfish,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you get James Washington in there. I think it is a good move, even though, like you said, it's not going to be the same output that Bryant was given, but just for morale reasons and a better locker room, I think it is a good move. Both, you know, Rudolph and Washington are both from Oklahoma State, right?
Oklahoma State, yeah. They can give him that some of that that chemistry he had, Mason Rudolph and James Washington coming into, you know, OTAs and things like that. And I want to go back to Le'Veon Bell for a second. You know, we remember, we kind of forget about this, but a few years ago, he's been suspended twice, I believe, for use of marijuana. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, he's a running back, and how old is he? Do you know?
Off the top of my head, no. Probably, he's got to be around like 26, 27, right?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, how many more years does – he's 26. So how many more years does Le'Veon Bell have? That's kind of a question.
Yeah.
You know, you can I think you're going to get four more good seasons out of him.
Mm-hmm.
By then he'll be 30, and you know.
Yeah, that's when everybody drops off.
He's looking for his payday, so I can't blame him. But he's going to drop off, and I just don't know. I just don't think the Steelers are going to give him that kind of money. So.
Yeah, I was kind of right there. Not that he's not a great player, because we all know he is. But you know,
like
we said, you know. It's just it kind of makes sense for them to dish them, you know, sell high and get as much back as they can, you know, whether that's draft picks, players, whatever. Let's talk about
the
Texans. Go ahead.
Okay.
Say what you guys say.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if anybody's going to give Le'Veon that kind of money that he's looking
for. Yeah, I know. Right? Because
I mean,
running backs,
somebody will pay him, but
what's Freeman make?
Yeah,
Freeman makes like $8 million, Devontae Freeman?
Yeah, I believe around $8 million. That's somewhere around there. I know Saquon Barkley, who's just drafted, he's the second highest paid running back in the league, and his rookie contract's 4 years, $31 million.
Yeah,
so.
I mean that guy, man, most electrifying player in all college football. Besides,
definitely.
Let's talk about the Texans, though. Lot of injuries. Yeah, you got Deshaun Watson banged up. Who I think has the potential to be one of the greatest quarterbacks that's ever played the game. If you looked at his stats last year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I think in six games, I think he only started five of those. Go ahead. Say what you guys said.
Yeah, he was unreal. No. You keep talking.
Okay. He put up like better stats than like Tyrod Taylor and Joe Flacco in like, I think like six games than they did in 16 games. So
yeah,
he's just on another level. You know, but they got injuries, you know. J.J. Watt's injured. Whitney Mercilus is injured. What do you think about the Texans? Can they get healthy, get all these guys back, and put it all together?
I mean, that's a big question, because last year they had talent. They had a lot of talent. Now, I'm not saying they were Super Bowl contenders last year, but they definitely had the talent to be playoff contenders, especially in that division when, yes, the Titans made the playoffs, but the Titans were not that great of a team. It was kind of just between them and the Jaguars. Do I think Deshaun could be one of the greatest of all time? I mean, maybe. I wouldn't doubt him. I think he could definitely be elite if he's healthy. Funny story is he actually went to my rival high school. And
that's
he
pretty
was
cool.
He was his team was the first team in, I think, like 10 years to come into our stadium and beat us. It was something crazy. And then that was his junior year, I think. And that was kind of like when he was really put on the map and like, this kid's special. So,
yeah.
I think,
pretty awesome.
You know, it's going to be, I think they really need to take their time with him, bringing him back.
Yeah.
There's no point in rushing him. We saw what happened with RG3 and how great he was as a rookie.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be a third string in Baltimore. It's all about being healthy. If he's healthy, he's going to be great. J.J. Watt, I don't know if you can even count on him being healthy. He's been hurt so much. Wendy Merciless, hopefully he can be healthy. They got a solid defense, but to me this year it was kind of – this offseason was all about rebuilding the offensive line, give Deshaun some protection, and rebuilding the secondary. They did a decent
mm-hmm.
job with that. In the draft, they drafted Martinez Rankin, left tackle from Mississippi State. They got in a couple other bodies they can put in there. Just kind of nobody great, but – it's kind of a bunch of average guys you can bring in for competition. There's nothing wrong with competition either. So
yeah, gotta have it.
They got those guys. They got some weapons on the outside for Deshaun. Their secondary still isn't great, but if their front seven's healthy, they can get after the passer, and I think they'll be fine. It's just going to come down to health with this team. That's all it is. It's health.
Absolutely. I think the same thing. What about Clowney? What do you see Clowney doing this year?
He's waiting on a big contract. I mean, I think he's going to go out there and he's going to be good again. He's going to have a great season. And he's waiting to get paid.
Is it the contract?
I know they're talking about
him.
He's in the same camp as like Odell when this is what is yeah, he got that 5th year option and this is his last year. Now they could either he's looking for that big extension. You know, I think if they don't get it, then they'll just franchise tag him. Which I know that's definitely not what he wants. And I don't think the Texans would want that either because they're going to have that kind of lingering, you know, with the Steelers franchise tag, Le'Veon Bell. And we were just talking about him like 2 years in a row or something. And you just kind of have that overhanging thought, you know, in the locker room around the stadium, like, all right, we can get this extension done or is he going to leave? You know, what's going to happen? So I think they would like to get that done. I wouldn't be surprised to see them get it done at some point this summer. I don't think there's a rush to do it. Maybe sometime in, you know, July, August, maybe. That's usually kind of when stuff like that will happen. And another thing, if he stays healthy, he was hurt his first 2 years. And like, people are kind of talking about, you know, they probably shouldn't have taken them overall. Now that he's healthy, he's kind of showing, he probably deserved it. So.
Yeah, I mean, when he's playing up to his potential, there's no doubt he's worth it. I know he was slow out of the gate, but he's starting to come along and, you know, make some plays. I like Bernardrick McKinney, too, the linebacker they got there. Good inside linebacker.
Yeah.
He makes some plays.
They got him and they got they got one of my favorite prospects from last year, Zach Cunningham, a linebacker from Vanderbilt in the second round. I think he's going to make a big jump this year. Yeah, he's going to make a big jump this year for them, too. So
Everybody was high on him when he was coming out of Vandy, you said?
Vanderbilt, yeah.
Yeah, he was one of the top linebackers coming out. I remember that. What about, let's go to our final topic, the 49ers. Obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo, it all starts with him, out west in San Francisco. Great player, undefeated as a starter. How long do you think that carries on into next season?
Well, I think Jimmy G is the real deal. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to go 16-0 and never lose a game in the regular season, but I do think they're going to be playoff contenders. They drafted Mike McGlinchey. They got him a left tackle from Notre Dame, 9th overall.
Beast.
Yeah. I still think they could use more weapons around him, but they also signed Weston Richburg, the center for the Giants. They signed Jerick McKinnon, the running back for the Vikings. You know, so they're helping out. They're helping him out. I think he's going to be as good as Kyle Shanahan lets him be. I mean, you saw what Kyle Shanahan, did to Matt Ryan. He made him an MVP. And now you give him Jimmy Garoppolo. It's just a formula for success. I think he's going to be great. I think he's going to earn all the money they gave him. I can't say that he's earned it yet because he's played like, what? Has he even played 10 games yet in the NFL?
I think he's only 6-0, isn't he?
Yeah, something like that. That's as a starter. I don't even know if he came in as a backup, you know, whatever. You know, I can't say he's earned all that money yet, but I think he will. I think it was smart of
Sean Lynch
to give him. Oh, they had to
just because he was their guy, and if they let him walk, it was like, you know, they had nothing, you know?
Yeah, I remember hearing the story that when – I think the 49ers were like 1-9, 1-10 or something when they traded for Garoppolo, and CJ Beathard was the starter. And they said the players were saying that Jimmy G came in and like 2 weeks in, like he hasn't even played a game yet. And 2 weeks in, the players were saying like, this is our guy, this is our leader. He's going to, he's getting us wins. That's what they were saying without even playing a down for them. That's what the players were saying.
I remember when he was getting there, they were saying, we're not even going to use him until next year. That went out the window real fast. He got inserted in the lineup like 2 or 3 weeks after they said he wasn't even going to play this season.
Yeah.
So that shows you that he just exceeded expectations and blew them away.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you learn behind Tom Brady and Bill Belichick for years. That's what's going to happen. I mean, we even saw it with Jacoby Brissett. He was there in New England
one
for a year. Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, and, you know, he didn't play amazing for the Colts, but you saw that he was better than some of the other starters in the NFL. Like, he's going to be a solid quarterback to have in the future.
I agree.
So, yeah.
He got sacked more than anybody, too, so it's not like they had any help around him.
Yeah, he had no talent there. I mean, that roster was almost as bad as the Browns. So
yeah, they're awful.
Some can make the argument the Browns had more talent than them. They had absolutely no talent on that team. So
no, they didn't. And Brissett did all he could, man. He just kind of got thrown to the wolves. So Reuben Foster, you hearing any news with Reuben Foster? I know it's been.
Yeah, I mean, I remember he dropped a lot in the draft because of some question marks. I remember he got into, I think he got an altercation or something at the combine. I mean, worked at the combine.
Yeah, with
the draft
doctor.
Fell. Yeah, that's what it was. And he fell to the end of the first. Actually had a good year, and it started to look like a good pick. And then now we hear about this news, domestic abuse. Now, I did hear something new that I believe it was his girlfriend, right?
Yeah, she like made it up or something, she said?
Yeah, I heard she made it up whatever reason. And he's actually innocent. He just pleaded not guilty. So, and if he's innocent, then there's really no problems there. He'll stay on the team. I don't want to say no problems, but he'll be on the team. He'll be playing. He'll be productive. They'll have to keep a close eye on him.
No doubt.
Because of things like this.
Do you hear the other, stories about, him throwing a dog or something, too?
No, I actually haven't heard that one, but that's something that I'd be concerned with.
they said he threw his girlfriend's dog or something. I don't know. Some crazy stories coming out of that area.
Yeah,
so
he just
got to
get his act together.
I mean, great football player, man. How do you risk it when you have the world in your hands? But, you know, some of these guys are stressed, you know, with their situation.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like that. So hopefully everything works out for him, man. I like watching him play.
Hopefully.
Love watching him at Alabama, you know. Great talent. Too good to let the off-the-field stuff dictate his career. Let's talk about Dez Bryant. What do you think about Dez Bryant? You know, would he help the 49ers or – Do you have him going anywhere? Or are you
potentially? I thought the Cowboys made a smart move in releasing him. Now I don't think that they really upgraded at receiver this year. I think they're worse off this year than they were. I know a lot of teams are saying that they wouldn't even offer Dez Bryant the minimum to come play, which to me is crazy. Because he is highly talented, but he's not been productive the last 2 years. He's a head case in the locker room. I saw a video of on that Cowboys, that special All or Nothing, where they kind of go inside the film room and talk about the players. And Dez was just getting into an argument with his receiver coach about – he was saying something – I can't remember what it was. But I think he was saying something like, you know, just throw the ball my way and I'm going to make a catch. And then the receiver's coach was saying, like, look, we can't just – like, we have an offense to run. We can't just sit here and throw you jump balls all game. We have to be productive, move the ball down the field, things like that. Like, we can't just do that and put up 40 on teams. It was something like that. And he got into an argument with him. He could help the 49ers, but I don't know if – do they want that? Do they want him? That's the thing.
Yeah.
Do they want him to have to deal with
him?
Yeah. And, yeah. I mean, for veterans, minimum, I mean, why not? But I don't know, for a team like the 49ers on the come up, you know, to have him in that locker room and, you know, you kind of have the Kaepernick thing kind of lingering over, and it kind of seems like now that Garoppolo came in, it's everything's going great now. And, you know, Chip Kelly's gone. C.J. Beathard's not your starter anymore. Kyle Shanahan looks to be like a good hire. Everything's looking good. And I don't know if you would just want to bring
jeopardize
him in.
It.
Yeah. You know, I would rather give the chance to a young guy, and even if he's not that great, you know, at least he could – he's not going to, you know, hold that ugly cloud above the team, you know?
I can respect that. What about he passed on that Baltimore deal, and now he's almost not getting the offers that he wanted. That,
yeah.
Man.
That's he should have taken that Baltimore offer because that I mean it made that pick or that team made sense for him. I don't know how happy he would have been there because Joe Flacco's his quarterback, but they need
right.
some weapons. It made sense for the Ravens to go try to get him. He's not going to get that money anywhere else, and they gave it to I believe what Willie Snead.
Yeah. Yep. They did. They also got Crabtree.
Yeah, they got Crabtree too.
And they got the CFL. From the Argonauts, Toronto Argonauts, his name's Xavier Posey. He's a pretty good receiver, too. And then Snead,
okay.
like you
That'll
said.
Be. That'll be interesting to watch him. So.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. Dez passing on that Ravens deal, that's a risky move for him if you want to keep playing, you know? Cause
yeah.
Now we're
I know he on. Said he wanted that one-year deal, like
okay.
one-year prove-it
okay.
deal, and then make the money.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he wanted. But it's looking like now that he might not even get that. So.
Yeah, man, it's just hard to see. If you he said, you know, his top choice was the Giants. They passed
yeah.
on him too. Did you see him going to like maybe the Redskins? Because
it's
he
funny.
Said he wanted.
He said he wanted to stay in the NFC East. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which teams know him the best? The teams in the NFCs that play him twice a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they all said
yeah.
no. The teams who know him the best all said no. So what does that tell you about Dez Bryant?
He's a headache.
Exactly. So the Redskins don't want him. It might make sense for them to add a big receiver, but they don't want
mm-hmm.
him. The Giants, Dave Gettleman's not going to sign him. There's no way. They just cut Brandon Marshall. And there's no way they'll
right.
sign him. The Eagles, why would they do that? They just won a Super Bowl. Why would they bring in someone like him?
Right.
It doesn't even make sense. So he's
got money
he's not going to go to the NFC. Yeah, there's literally no – yeah. So I know Dez wants to go there, but, you know, right now I would just be begging for any team to take him.
Right, right. He's probably wishing he could go back in time a couple weeks and take that Ravens deal now. But
yeah.
I like what's going on in San Francisco. Obviously, the Rams are the front runner to win that division. Probably, who do you got as your Super Bowl favorite right now? Got 2 minutes left, so I'm just trying.
Okay, it's hard to just turn away from the Eagles. They improved. They improved their defensive
yeah.
line this year. I mean, they
mm-hmm.
they really don't have any holes, you know. And if Carson Wentz can come back healthy. They're going to be
mm-hmm.
a really tough team to beat. But then you got to look at teams like Minnesota. Now that they added Kirk Cousins, they're going to be very good. The
Dalvin
Saints
Cook
still got Drew Brees.
Healthy.
Alvin Kamara. Yeah, Alvin Cook's getting better. Saints going to be really good. The Rams upgraded their roster a lot. They got Ndamukong Suh, Marcus Peters, Akeem
yep.
Talib. That defense is going to be
yep.
real. Yep. They're going to be good.
Jaguars D-line.
Yeah. Jaguars is going to be – The only thing, Jaguars still got Blake Bortles, man. I don't know. So
right.
But they got the defense. They got the running game.
Yep. But they had that D-line, and then they traded for Marcell Dareus, and then they draft Tavon Bryant.
Yeah.
They are loaded on that defensive line.
Yeah.
And that's so key in the NFL with all these good quarterbacks that just – that just pick you apart, you know. You got that D-line that can rattle these quarterbacks. You know, that's the formula for winning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you saw how the Eagles won the Super Bowl, strip sack on Tom Brady. So,
yep.
I know we threw 500-some yards. So,
yeah, I know. 500 yards. You think that situation implodes this year? Or do you think they smooth everything over?
I think what's going to happen is, there's a saying, winning cures all. I don't think
Absolutely.
Any of these problems are going to go away, but I think they're going to keep winning, and it's going to be kind of the thing that just kind of lingers, kind of over
mm-hmm.
questions about it. But they're going to keep winning, and then people just kind of forget about it. But it'll come out at some point, and because you got to remember, Bill Belichick's still great, Tom Brady's still great, Gronk is going to come back, you know, and their division. I mean, that's six
yeah.
wins right there. So
absolutely, and Belichick's always going to do it his way. You know, he's not going to change. He's
yeah.
hard at it, but. I
yeah.
appreciate you tuning
just,
in, Michael Galb. You nailed it
yeah,
today.
No problem.
You
Thank
nailed
you.
It today, man. Nailed it. I'm so impressed by your
awesome.
Football IQ. Thank you so much. I look forward to doing it again with you.
Yeah, of course. Just let me know when you want to, I would always be excited to do it. I'm going to keep continuing to write for End Zone Blog. I'm probably going to do some a little bit later today now that I've got some free time. So just let me know whenever it be best. If you want to just keep talking, it'd be nice.
It sounds good. I'll talk to you online, and we'll keep hashing things out. I appreciate it, man.
All right, no problem. I'll see you later.
Take care.